For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Well, this is Steve Clark, and today I want to bring another daily inspiration out of 1 Samuel chapter 4. And we've been going through Samuel the last few days here, and if you want to catch up, if you haven't been following along with us, you can go back and listen to the previous ones. But here in chapter 4, the story goes something like this. The Philistines came to make war with the Israelites, and they camped on one side of the hill, and the Israelites camped on the other, and the valley in between is the way I picture it. And the first battle, or whatever, doesn't really say if it was the first day, the first battle, or whatever, but soon into this battle, 4,000 Israelites were killed. And then someone from Israel gets this idea, why don't we go back to Shiloh and get the Ark of the Covenant? Because if the Ark of the Covenant is with us, then God will fight for us, and our enemies will be scattered. And so I want to read here in verse 5, it says, and when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the Ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God has come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Well, then someone from the Philistines, maybe the captain of the army there or whatever, he said these words, be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. So then the Philistines fought, verse 10, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. So 4,000 plus 30,000 died in this battle. Verse 11, and the Ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. So here they thought that God was going to fight for them. But what was the problem? What happened? Why was it like that? Why did it end like that? Well, it was because God was not with them because of their sin. Hophni and Phinehas, you remember, they were the priests. They were vile men. They were laying with the women at the temple and doing many vile things, taking the food that they shouldn't, off of the offerings that they shouldn't be doing. They were taking it at the wrong time. They were eating the fat that they weren't supposed to eat. And all of these things, they were, Eli wasn't restraining them like he should have. He didn't restrain his sons. He honored his sons before the Lord. He honored them more than the Lord, and things like that. There was there wasn't just those two, but they were in sin, and God wasn't fighting for them, and they were on their own, and they lost the battle. And so what happens then is a man, a runner from the battle there, ran back to Shiloh and told of the news what had happened. And it says here in verse 17, and the messenger answered and said, and he's talking to Eli, the priest, who was back there. Eli was an old man. It says here he was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim. It says, and the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the Ark of God, that he, Eli, fell from off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. So, and then it goes on, after that, Phinehas's wife, Eli's daughter-in-law, went into labor. She was pregnant and went into labor and had a son. And about the time that she had this son, she was told that she had a son. She also died, but before she died, she named the son Ichabod. And in the last couple of verses it says, and she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. She lost her father-in-law, she lost her husband, the ark of God was taken, and this child was born, and she named him Ichabod, meaning the glory of God is departed. The glory is departed from Israel. And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Ichabod. Well, that's not too inspiring for us here, I don't think, to see all of what happened here. But I think we can learn some lessons. You know, they trusted in the power of God, which is right. And they trusted in the Ark of the Covenant. Well, the Ark of the Covenant, God his presence was there in a powerful way in many different situations. One was at the time of Jericho, when they walked around the city of Jericho for those 7 days, and the walls came tumbling down while the Ark of God was leading the way, and the priests and the trumpeters, and many such things like that happened with the Ark of God. Even when they crossed the Jordan River, when Joshua crossed the Jordan River, the priest stepped into the water with the Ark of the Covenant, and the river parted. And so many mighty and powerful things, and the Philistines knew these things. But the problem was their sin. They were trusting in their ark. They were trusting in these things, but they didn't reckon that their sin was going to hinder God from working, because God won't fight for those that are in wickedness and sin like they were. You know, we can trust in our religion. We can trust in the past, our forefathers, what our forefathers have done. Maybe you're of Anabaptist heritage and you know the stories of Felix Mong and Mongs and George Larock and Menno Simons and some of these others. And we can trust in our forefathers or what they had. We can trust in our church and what maybe it used to be or what we hope it to be. What are we trusting in? The question we should ask ourselves is, where are we at? What is our life like? Are we walking with God today? Are we fellowshipping with Him? Are we living our life for Jesus Christ? Is our life a new life? Like it says there, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new, and all things are of God. Is that what your life is like? Is that what my life is like? We can trust in our religion. We can trust in our past. We can trust in many different things. But God is looking for a man, He's looking for a woman that puts their trust in Him and that is living a life of faith. And that faith is going to be worked out in things that we do and how we treat people and whether we react and get angry when something happens, or whether we trust the Lord, or whether we get fearful when something happens, or whether we trust the Lord, or how we are when we meet somebody, whether we're faithful in speaking to them or not. The Christian is to walk by faith every day. And faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And so our faith in the Lord, not our faith in ourselves, but our faith in the Lord. So God bless you today. Thanks for listening. And Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow.